Why do you think the people were amazed at the authority of Jesus when he preached that passage? Do you think it was because he told a good story and gave a good illustration about a house being built on the rock and a house being built on the sand, and the house being built on the sands washed away, and the house being on the rocks stood still? Do you think that was the amazing thing about the preaching of Jesus? Do you think that there were rabbis that couldn't tell good stories? As a matter of fact, if you know anything about rabbis, they always have a good story. And that probably goes back before the time of Jesus, that they could tell good stories. So it wasn't the fact that Jesus gave a good illustration. We are told in this scripture that Jesus makes a pretty profound statement. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who do the will of the Father." And then he talked about the people who do all kinds of things in the name of the Lord. People who prophesy in the name of the Lord. People who cast out demons in the name of the Lord. People who do healing in the name of the Lord. And he says he doesn't know that. That amazed the people in Jesus' day. That Jesus would actually get up there and say, "You mean if you do all of the good things that the book of the law says do, that doesn't guarantee you a place in heaven?" And that's pretty much what Jesus was saying. That was pretty much what amazed them that day. Jesus was trying to tell them it's not turning the Bible or the law or the Old Testament, as the Jews believed it, or for us as Christians, the Old and New Testament, into a rule book to follow just out of a sense of duty. What counts is that we care about knowing and doing the will of the Father. Now, that dialogue this morning was not comfortable to listen to. It's pretty realistic. It was painful. Great American Christian historian Martin E. Marty said that one of the jobs of the church is to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. Sometimes we need to be shocked out of our comfort zone because we think we're good people. We go to church on Sunday morning. We're good people. We're not out doing really bad, immoral things. We're basically following the rules of the book we call the Bible. We're good people. We're going to go to heaven. Not according to what Jesus said in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. If we're not doing the good things for the right reason, just because they're good things, doesn't mean we're going to be in the kingdom. That's a little hard for people in our world to take, isn't it? That's a little discomforting too. Is it God's will that someone should end their life? No. But it happens. Is it God's will that people die from murderers? No. But that happens. Is it God's will that people die in car accidents? No, but it happens. We die for all kinds of reasons. We go through all kinds of suffering in life, and that's a part of life, and that makes life kind of tough. But what these people heard that day was something new. That it isn't just following the rule book out of a sense of duty, because you've heard it all your life, because you've been taught it all your life. You do it because you want to be in the will of your Heavenly Father. You want to be in a relationship with God. Not God just up there somewhere detached from us. Not God that's just represented by a cross in a church on a Sunday morning, but a living God who is with us every day. A God who loves us so much He sent His Son into the world that we might have hope in hopeless situations, because His Son faced a hopeless situation and was victorious over that, over death. Following the rule book as a Christian is not enough. Refraining from doing really bad, evil things is not enough to be included in the kingdom. Doing the will of the Father, because we spend time with Him in prayer and study and devotion and worship, honestly seeking His will for our lives. That's what being a part of the kingdom is all about. How many of us have seen TV evangelists rise and fall? And they were talking in the name of Jesus. They were doing amazing things in the name of the Lord. But according to this passage, will they be in the kingdom of heaven? If they were doing that for any other reason, then they were seeking to do the will of the Father. We've got to learn that we must do more than just live a moral life. We must live an intimate life of love and caring with a God, a Heavenly Father, who wants to be a part of our everyday life. And when the tough stuff comes along, we can deal with it, because we have a relationship with a loving God, a personal God, a God who's revealed Himself in Jesus Christ, and we can go to the Father and find our comfort, our strength, and our hope, even when we're not sure where it is. Jesus amazed the crowds, for He was one who spoke with authority, not just like the other scribes and the Pharisees. He talked about a relationship, not a rule book. He talked about something that was alive, not just something written down. There is our hope. There is our comfort. There is our joy in seeking and doing the will of the Father. Let us pray. We fall back into the old patterns of just trying to live a moral life and thinking that's enough. Help us to seek Your love and Your presence and Your grace every day. To just enjoy time with You, seeking Your will for our lives, seeking Your guidance for the things that come into our lives, the difficult things, the challenging things, the ugly things of life, the things that are impossible to understand. And yet when we seek Your will, Your love, Your comfort, Your compassion, we know that there is hope for living and going on. We know that there is hope beyond death. We know that there is hope beyond tragedy, pain, and suffering. We believe it because we seek a personal relationship with a God who has demonstrated His love for us in Christ Jesus. May that hope keep us going when nothing else makes sense, that we desire that relationship above all relationships, to do the will of the Father. And may Your blessings be continually upon us. In the name of Christ Jesus we pray. Amen.